On the show today, we have African American Credit Union Coalition's very own Renee Satterwhite talking about the AACUC being featured in the New York Times among 100 other black-owned businesses, a very prestigious list here. Great, great news for AACUC as well as the credit union industry. Really says a lot. So really good stuff there. So Renee gives us the backstory there, and she also talks about the success of their one-to-one woman mentoring program as well. So really a lot of stuff in this episode, and many, many other programs that they're just launching. So check it out. And before we get on with the interview, here's a quick word from our sponsor.
What are some of the most incredible parts of owning a business?
The most incredible part is the journey of it all. The people you get to meet, the rooms you get to be in. That's hands down the best part is you don't know where it's going to take you, but it's the best ride ever. Get through all the downs because the ups are way better.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show, and we kind of have a celebratory episode for you today. We have Renee Satterwhite from the African American Credit Union Coalition with us. Renee, how are you?
I'm doing great, and thank you for having me so much, Mike. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime, anytime. And this is well deserved because the African American Coalition, African American Credit Union Coalition, that is, was featured in the New York Times of all places. OMG! Oh my gosh, that is amazing. So first of all, I just want to get your reaction first. What was your reaction when you heard about this and that this was going to happen?
One, it's still surreal for me. The fact that Kevin Posh, a general agent for Mass Mutual, called me up out of the blue and said, you know, Mass Mutual is doing this with New York Times, and they asked me for a black organization that I could recommend. And I immediately thought of you all. He goes, so here's the information and let me know how it goes. And within 2 weeks, within a week, I was contacted that we were in the last running, you know, if you will, last round. Mm-hmm. And then I got a call, actually an email that we were selected to be featured. And it's just, you know, again, it's just surreal. The fact that what all has happened, right? And then the reason why they wanted to showcase black businesses. Mm-hmm. And it was because they were trying to, and I love this, that they were looking at what happened in Tulsa, and I'm not going to go over what happened. I want people to go do their due diligence and look, but there was a Black Wall Street in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and it got burned down. So you might want to find out more about that. Mm-hmm. So in celebration of the 100-year anniversary of that happening, they wanted to showcase businesses that across the country. And so for that, I'm extremely grateful that and honored that AACUC is one of those.
I mean, this is a pretty prestigious group of organizations that were listed in this feature. And I mean, what does that mean to your organization? I mean, guys have just been, man, the momentum that the AACUC has gathered the last few years has just been phenomenal, and it's getting better. Oh my gosh. So what does this mean to the AACUC?
I think what it means is that, one, an opportunity for credit union professionals to have more input and people understand and learn more about credit unions. I think it's an opportunity for the United States of America to know what credit unions are about.
Right.
And since AACUC follows the principles of people helping people, I think that this is a good opportunity for us to people to get more information. So what's great is, so they click on learn more about AACUC or African American Credit Union Coalition, and it goes straight to our website.
Right.
Our website is so inclusive that you're like, is this a black organization? Are you sure? because we have so many different types of people and organizations who are partners. And so it's a good thing. I think it's a real good thing for the industry, not just for AACC, but for the industry.
Well, yeah, that was my next question, because indirectly, it also means a lot to the industry too, because it's giving the industry that much more exposure, and of all places, the New York Times, oh my goodness. So that, I mean, you touched on it in your previous response, but what are your thoughts on that? Because it's, you know, it's just another feather in our cap for the industry, right?
Well, you know, when the board of directors, specifically Marvin York, came up with Commitment to Change, Credit Unions Unite Against Racism initiative, I said then, I still keep saying it, I believe that with this initiative, credit unions can show the United States of America how to eliminate racism. I believe that. And so imagine having this information contained in a place where people are going to click and look. Mm-hmm. So the financial industry, we're listed first in this particular section of the ad. Right. So they're going to click on ACC, they're going to get to our website, and they're going to see all this information about commitment to change, about the conference. And when they tune in just a little bit, as you already know, when you attend an ACC function, it's off the chain. We have a good time. We're inclusive. You see all these different faces, and we make Zoom engaging. So just from that standpoint, even if they clicked on just one of the videos that we have listed, any of the conversations that you've had with me, Maurice, or my team, mm-hmm. Any of the videos that we've done with Commitment to Change, they will see an energy. They'll see a camaraderie of credit union professionals. And so I think from that standpoint, we are miles ahead of getting that information out about financial inclusion, financial equity. Mm-hmm. What does that look like? What are those conversations about? How can you have those conversations? And so I believe that this opportunity being featured with these 100 businesses is an opportunity for ACC to shine more light on what good news and what great things it is to be in the credit union industry.
Good point. And moving forward, how are you guys going to leverage this news? Because this has legs for quite a while. So obviously you're gonna shout from the mountaintops about this stuff, but how are you guys gonna use it moving forward?
It was really interesting. When I found out about it, I was really, I was really excited. This is really great. It was not my idea to advertise it to the world. Grace Sanchez works with us, and she's our Latino Community Engagement Manager and Special mm-hmm. Assistant to the CEO. She's phenomenal. Yeah. And she says, Renee, we've got to talk about this. We've got to tell everyone. This is big news. And when she said it, like, I got it, Mike. It's like, oh, wow, this is a big deal. Like, this is a really big deal. But because so many outstanding things have happened for the organization, people always ask, well, your commitment to change conversations, they're great. But each one seems to get better and better. Like, everything gets mm-hmm. better and better. My chairman said it best, Chairman Sewell. He said, we don't try to outdo what we've done. We just try to do the best that we can do when we're doing it. Right?
Yeah, I like that a lot.
Like, how profound is that? Like, yeah. We're not trying to top ourselves. We're just trying to do the best job we can do every time we show up. And, if you can do it like that, mm-hmm. The sky's the limit.
Right. You just raise the bar that much time, each going up. So good stuff. Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm so excited for you guys and happy for your organization and happy for the industry as well that you guys are getting these kinds of accolades. I mean, it's well deserved. So I get goosebumps, Renee. This is really neat. So, all right. I want to switch gears here. So the African-American Credit Union Coalition's one-to-one woman mentoring program. This is another big deal that's recently come out. So give us a quick, for those few that don't know about it, give us a quick summary, and then how does it work and how did it go? Because this already happened a week or so ago, right?
Yes. So it completed about 2 weeks ago. About 2 weeks ago, the one-to-one woman program was a pilot and Shelley Mitchell from she works at NASCUS, mm-hmm. and Lucy Ito allowed her to work with us to do this program. And thank God, Susan Mitchell of Mitchell Stankovic and Associates, yes. was our she likes to say our inaugural sponsor. And coming from Global Women's Network, I was never worried about the success of the program, quite frankly, when I knew Sue was involved, right? Yep. Yep. But Shelley worked her heart out. The program was designed to have, and it's her brainchild, the program was designed to pair up high-level executive white women mm-hmm. with up-and-coming young Black women. Mm-hmm. And when I tell you, this was a wonderful mix. It was so cute. Shelley says, "Well, how are we gonna match them up?" Now, I know everybody, right? So right. I matched them up. This is funny as I don't know what. Every single mentor and mentee thinks that they have the very best mentor or mentee. Now, the wonderful part about it is because I take the time to know people and what they like, I really did pair them up good. They really were paired up very well, but it spoke to everybody's strengths. Mm-hmm. And what was so just extraordinary for me is that this is what I knew was going to happen. They would form relationships for life, mm-hmm. for the rest of their careers. Mm-hmm. Because one, all of the women who were involved were extraordinary women, whether they were the white women or the black women, they were very extraordinary. Right. And it was about, what's the culture like? What are some of the things like? But one of the goals that I wanted was I wanted to make sure that the African-American women had a sponsor in the industry.
Right.
And so imagine, right, now they have someone that they can go to that doesn't look like them, that may have more access. And so I know that the ladies who were the senior executives, they're going to clear a path for these young women. Okay. But what one of the women said on the wrap-up call was that it wasn't that they probably learned more from their mentee than what they gave out. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, Mike, and because we're women and women are emotional creatures, that, you know, there were tears in eyes because there was such camaraderie that was created. And it just makes my heart glad because that's who we are as an industry and that's who we are as people. Mm-hmm. And I think having the opportunity to do this, so I'm truly in debt to Shelley for doing this, and I haven't had this conversation with Lucy yet, but I'm hopeful that NASCUS will take up the torch and deliver it to credit unions through NASCUS. ACUC will continue to do it once a year during Women's Month.
Yeah, that was my next question to you is like, is this going to happen again? Because it sounds like it was such a huge success.
Yes, and we're going to expand it, right? So it probably won't just be African American women when AACC does it again. It'll be it'll be young women, and high level women in positions.
Oh, right on.
For AACC, we need to be more inclusive. That's what works for us. The program that Shelley brought to us was great. That was her vision of it. So she's allowed us to modify it just a bit, when we do it next year.
Well, I mean, you know this as well, Renee, is like, you know, behind every great leader, there's always a mentor, you know, and that relationship is such a two-way street. Like you said, you know, the women executives learn so much, the mentors learn so much from the mentees and vice versa. So it's just such a win situation. I mean, when I saw this news come across my email inbox, I'm like, oh my gosh, what a cool idea. You know, it's like, it's almost kind of like, why didn't we do this sooner? You know? So it's, but you know, timing's everything. So, and I'm so happy to hear that this is going to go on and it'll probably evolve into some really cool events as well. So I have no doubt.
This is something that, in my opinion, could just, the sky's the limit on that type, that pilot program.
Yeah.
I really think that and it was really well done. It was well organized and well put together. And again, the ladies, they had a great time. They're not one person had anything negative to say. They're just really, really excited.
See, and that just bodes well for the industry too, because you're creating those relationships. And like you said, those relationships, they're there for life now, you know? And then that gets passed on because that mentee goes, wow, I benefit so greatly from this relationship. I'm going to do the same thing for somebody else coming up the ranks when I get up to the, you know, the C-suite, so to speak. So
yeah,
this is just kind of infectious in a good way. So
Well, Mike, wait till you hear about the cross-cultural exchange program.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. That my next question is like, okay, what's next? Because all right, New York Times, the one-to-one mentor program. What's next, Renee?
So it's not next, we're in it. So there's a couple of things. So today is the last day of the pilot program of the Board Ready program. What's the Board Ready program, you ask? The Board Ready program is an 8-week program that we are teaching board governance for 501c3 organizations.
Okay.
So part of community impact is, as we know, 501c3 organizations are the lifeline and lifeblood of communities. And so if you don't know how to govern on those nonprofit boards, then the communities aren't served well. And so we have created this 8-week course that gets you ready to be a good board of director for a 501c3 nonprofit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And in that, today's our graduation day.
Nice.
And the pilot went well. I just spoke to a chapter president earlier, and he talked about, he said it was amazing. He said he didn't really think that it was going to be all of that.
Yeah.
He goes, he just felt like it was going to be 2.5 hours in front of a computer. But that's not how we do it. It was very engaging. And so he learned a lot, and he's got a great testimonial. And he's a VP at State Employees Credit Union of North Carolina.
Okay.
So I think he knows what he's talking about. He's over the call center, Jamie Keith. He knows what he's talking about.
Oh, yeah.
And so that program is ending. But we have another cohort in September. Our Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Leadership Academy will launch its pilot program in July. And we're excited about that. They've been working feverishly and putting everything in place, getting ready for that. And our dean, I don't think we've put this press release out yet.
No.
But the dean for the DEI Academy is Michelle Neron. Michelle Neron is the past immediate chair of Bethpage Federal Credit Union.
Okay, yeah.
What's great about it is she's also an associate professor at Yale.
Oh,
and
my.
She's our dean.
I love it!
Connections, nice.
Yes.
Well
and
done.
And she contacted us, and so you know me, ooh, I don't miss an opportunity. I said, you know, we have, are you interested in? And so she is. And one of the next things that we're doing is a board governance 8-week program for primarily people of color,
mm-hmm,
to learn, and everybody's welcome, but primarily people of color,
sure,
to be board of director for a credit union.
Okay,
and Michelle is going to lead that effort for us.
Right on.
And imagine making sure that everything you need to know, well, not, you can't learn everything, right? But most basic stuff you need to know, mm-hmm, to really provide good governance for a credit union. Man, that's just gonna, no one, I don't want anybody to have any more excuses why they're not having diversity on their boards. Let's get people trained so,
agreed,
that they can govern properly.
Agreed.
So we don't have any excuses, because we don't, they're not like bad excuses, just like, let's get people the information that they need so that they can contribute in a way where everybody's included.
Love it. Oh my gosh, man, I love that last one. Oh my gosh, what a great idea. What a great move for the industry. Oh my, man, so much great stuff is happening at your organization. And like I said, you got the momentum you guys have right now is amazing. So keep it up.
So the cross-cultural program, Tony Hernandez and Dan McHugh brought it to me. And it was about, Tony had talked about when he was in the military and how you kind of had a cross-cultural mentorship with people,
mm-hmm,
because of the military, right? So he wrote an article about it that spurned Dan on to have a conversation with him. Then they brought it to me. What about doing that through ACC? And so now we have this program going. This started a month ago. We just had a meeting this week, but it's phenomenal. And 44 executives said yes. And so it's like executives, and there's probably 30 executives and maybe 14 individual contributors,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
but you know, highly visible in their organizations.
Mm-hmm.
And they met, the first time they met was a Friday at 2:00, and people were excited to be there. They're like on a Zoom call on a Friday afternoon at 2:00, and they're excited to be there. And the feedback that we have received has just been really extraordinary. And it's not a real formal structured program. We provided some questions and some time frames which you should talk to your partner.
Mm-hmm.
But I am so excited about that one. I believe that that particular program will truly help eliminate some of the confusions and questions about cultural and race.
Yeah.
And so this is extraordinary, very extraordinary. ACC's got a good, we're here at a good time.
No doubt. Is this the inaugural? Is this like the beginning of that program?
Yes, because it's the first cohort.
Okay,
yes.
Good. Because that's, I can see that one really blossoming, exploding actually.
Absolutely.
So yeah. Okay.
Absolutely.
Cool stuff. Yeah. And I am assuming all of this stuff is on the website, so it can go there.
The cross-cultural program is not on the website yet.
Okay.
We're preparing a press release for that, so that'll go out. But everything else, I think is, I don't know that one-to-one Wonder Woman Woman isn't either, but you know what? I'll put it up so people know.
I saw the press release on the website.
Then the press release is on the website. Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. Oh my gosh, Renee, I'm exhausted. You guys are, you're working hard. And
we are. For good reason. We are. So. But you know what? This is what I tell my staff. If you're working in your passion, it's not work.
That is true.
If you stay in your lane, I mean, look at what you do. You are working hard every day. You're probably doing 8 to 10 interviews daily. And somebody else would think, oh my God, that's a lot of work. That's hard work. But for you, it's play.
It's play.
Yes, you love what you do. And it shows. And we love that you love it. And you get the best out of us when you have your interviews.
Yeah. That's the aim for sure. Yeah. I don't think of this as work at all. Sometimes I'm up till like 11 or 12 at night editing. And I'm like, this is awesome. My brain says it's not so awesome, but I'm like, this is awesome. But anyway, that's a whole nother thing. But oh my gosh, Renee, I always love having you on because you're just so full of positive energy, and the work you all are doing at AACUC is absolutely nothing short of phenomenal. And the accolades you guys are getting is so well deserved. And again, I just think we're just scratching the surface here. This is just the beginning for all of this stuff. And it's just, I think it's going to make the industry that much better. And you guys, I'm just kudos to you and your team for getting all this stuff out there for us.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And then we'll put all the links, all that stuff in the show notes so people can get right to it, ask questions, contact you guys and say, hey, how can we get involved and how can we make this better and all that good stuff. So happy to help. Anything else to add, Renee? Anything?
We were going to have an in-person conference, but given the state, we're not going to have it. It's not going to be in person this year. It will be in person next year. We figure everybody will be vaccinated and we won't have to walk around with temperature gauges. Yeah. So we're excited about that. But we're still going to have a virtual conference and our registration is up already.
Our
pricing is really low. So I'm really glad about that. The board of directors were so great. They were very adamant that the pricing needed to be extremely reasonable. Mm-hmm. Because they wanted people to be able to attend. And so just really grateful about that. So registration is open. We have a list of what's going on and who's going to be there. Now Cup is joining us with their own separate track at our conference. We're excited about that. Mm-hmm. Maria Martinez has said mm-hmm. that they're looking at doing one or two sessions in Spanish. So I'm excited about that for this, Spanish speaking community.
Muy bien. I like that.
Oh my gosh. Just, it is so great. Through NowCup, we have Roberto Coronado, the Texas chairman of the Federal Reserve, mm-hmm. doing our economic forecast.
Nice.
I'm just like thrilled. You know, so it's going to be a great time. We do it big at ACC at our conferences. Mm-hmm. And then we have the DEI Trailblazer Awards. I don't even think you know about that.
No.
So our DEI Trailblazer Awards inaugural. This is the first one time we're doing it.
Okay.
But we decided that as an organization, it's so important to acknowledge individuals who have been trailblazers in the industry.
Right.
You've heard me talk about her before. You know, I feel like Angela Russell is the queen of DEI for the credit union movement. Yes, AACC has been here for 20 some odd years, but it wasn't until Angela picked up that mantle and Bob Trunzo entrusted her with being the voice for CUNA Mutual Group for DEI. Mm-hmm. I get excited about that. So she's being honored as a trailblazer, DEI trailblazer. Pablo Di Felipe from Inclusive and NowCup, he's being honored for all of his years of hard work and labor in the DEI industry. And of course, Maurice Smith, our dear Maurice Smith, for Eighth Cooperative Principal and all that he has done, and being the first African-American to be a chair at CUNA, that's huge in itself, and he's just done so much extraordinary work. And then Inclusive, they're being recognized as well as an organization
for
trailblazing in the DEI space. So that award ceremony will be held on Thursday of our conference, and our Hall of Fame will be on Monday. And the board of directors have approved the Hall of Fame nominees are, honorees are Dan McHugh from Alaska, USA, Federal Credit.
We had him on the show. He was on recently.
Right. And so I just told him yesterday, and Don White Brewer, who used to work for Dan at Coca-Cola Federal Credit Union and works tirelessly for AACC for 20 years as a volunteer. She's phenomenal. Helen Godfrey Smith,
yes.
The divine Helen Godfrey Smith,
yes.
Who's co-founder of AACC and a Pete Kerr Lifetime Achievement recipient, Lifetime Award recipient, and Pierre Alsop, who is the executive director of the Together Foundation, Credit Union Foundation, okay. In St. Louis. It's not St. Louis. It is St. Louis? Lynch?
I don't know.
Yes, okay. Yes. It's the Anheuser-Busch Credit Union.
Well, that was St. Louis.
Formerly known as Anheuser-Busch.
Yep.
So it's their foundation. And I think I missed, oh my God. Oh, my crush, William Bill Porter.
Oh.
So Mike, the first time I met Bill, I couldn't speak. And this is what came out of my mouth. Don't mess with Bill. No. I couldn't speak. I could only sing. And so we laugh about that still today.
Oh my gosh, this is going to be quite the celebration. Don't miss it. Okay, and this is in August, right? August isn't August 16th through the 21st or something like that? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, we'll put the dates in the show notes too so people can get to it and register. Oh my gosh, I am so excited for you. So, this made my Thursday. So thank you, Renee. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate you, truly. Thank you.
Well, always great to have you on the show. Can't wait to have you back. And congratulations again on all the success that you and your team have gotten the last few years. My gosh, you guys have done such a wonderful, wonderful job for the industry. So thank you. And again, look forward to having you back on. So be well, be safe.
All right. Take care. Bye. Have a great weekend.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.